from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, I got a question for you guys. 713-572-4610. Figgy, you, Chris, you. We know now that the Texans are going to play their starters. Maybe. We don't know exactly how long. I'm thinking a couple series, maybe. We'll see. But we're going to get something out of it, man. Like, we're going to get something out of it. And there are a lot of guys that maybe have something to prove. And I'm not talking about those guys right now. I started thinking about, like, which Texans player has the most to prove, could do the most for themselves on Friday night. To me, there is a right answer. And I'll give you mine right now. I'm going to get you guys. Because you can talk about, oh, hell, Kenyon Green. You know, you can talk about any number of guys on this squad that you'd like to, hell, Cade Stover. You know, I'd like to see what he can do, maybe take a big step. But I'm talking about one guy that has the most to prove. I don't know if you agree or disagree.
We might have the same one.
We might. And I'm going to give it away here because Joe Mixon is out. He ain't going to play. Dari Ogunbowale, we know what he's going to be. And he might be even better. He's shown a little bit in the first preseason game.
Yeah.
Cam Akers. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know how much they're going to use him. J.J. Taylor, I don't know what your expectation would be. The right answer is Dameon Pierce.
That's mine.
Chris?
I like that one, but I'm going to go with Jalen Petrie.
That's another one we're going to get to that was on the list. But here's the thing about Dameon Pierce. You know, we talked yesterday about what if this defense is really, really good? Like, not just good, but really, really good. What if Dameon Pierce is 2022 Dameon Pierce? And you got that and Joe Mixon.
I think that solves the running back concerns.
Yeah.
Because I've been saying it from the beginning. I think you need that 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. I think
everybody does.
Yeah. I don't believe in workhorses. Like, mm-hmm. this ain't Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Like, I think you need that 1-2 punch. And if you have Joe Mixon with 2022, Dameon Pierce, I think that's a solid 1-2 punch.
I think it's more than solid.
Yeah.
Especially with the receivers and CJ and Mixon coming out of the backfield. Who knows if Pierce is going to improve coming out of the backfield as a receiver or not. But Super Bowl teams have a 1-2 punch, like a good one.
Yeah.
Cam Akers will tell you all about it.
Yeah.
You know, the Rams had plenty.
Yeah, and even outside the Super Bowl teams, I look at a team like the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
I feel like they have 4 or 5 dudes that just come in where I'd be like, who the hell is that? Yeah, and this dude breaking off a 20-yard run.
Like, who is that
dude? Some days you won't see Gus Edwards or whoever they had.
Yeah.
Somebody else just I like that type of style, man. Mm-hmm. I think it's only a few running backs that you can lean on as a workhorse.
Yep.
But I think, man, I don't want to do that to Joe Mixon, man. Mm-hmm. I know some people look at him
and
as
he
a
can do it. He's done it in the past.
He could,
but boy, if he doesn't have to,
yeah, man. Mm-hmm. If I can last longer in the NFL just by having a number two behind me who can take the load off of me, pause. And I think that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, I mean, if it's 3rd and 1, and Pierce can be a reliable guy, 4th and goal, and Pierce can be a reliable guy. like everything. Obviously, we're going to be watching everything on Friday night, and we're going to, you know, take our notes and see who's doing, you know, who's up, who's down, who looks good, who doesn't look good. I'm going to be watching Dameon Pierce more than anybody else. This was D'Amico on Dameon.
Dameon has done a great job since the spring. I just see a guy who has a clear mind,
yep,
fast feet. He's playing decisive, right? I mean, he's explosive. So you're back to seeing that rookie Dameon who can gain a lot of yards for us, and he has a physical mindset to him that I really love. Love how he finishes the runs. I'm excited to see him, you know, play on Friday to see, so everyone can see, right?
Right.
This new slash old Dameon, how he was his rookie year.
Dude, like he can't, I mean, that,
yeah,
that's almost over the top. Like he's going to be, or I could see that rookie Dameon Pierce, the new slash old Dameon Pierce. I mean, that flat out, I heard that yesterday, and I'm like, okay, I'm excited.
Yeah, no, that would be the perfect Dameon Pierce. And I know in 2022, Dameon Pierce was doing this thing, but like I was scared to kind of lean into Dameon Pierce because that was a fourth round pick. He wasn't like a, you know, he wasn't like this,
yeah,
first or second round pick, and he didn't play that. He ain't played that many snaps.
And, yeah.
Or had that many carries at Florida.
Yeah.
So I think this role is the perfect ideal role for Dameon Pierce to be that number two and probably knock off about 10, 12 carries, man, mm-hmm, and take the load off of Joe Mixon. And if he can be that 2022 Dameon Pierce,
it's on.
It's on, man. I'm not really worried about Joe Mixon as much. Of course, I want him healthy.
Yeah.
But I don't want to lean on Dameon Pierce when Joe Mixon is not healthy and we got 2023,
yeah,
Dameon Pierce. That's not good.
He got benched.
Yeah.
You know, or he got out of the starting lineup.
Yeah.
They was
rolling with Dare.
They were rolling with Dare in key situations. So, like, that's it for me. We're going to get to some other possibilities here, but Dameon Pierce says he's feeling better, man.
How's the body feel? You're not getting tackled and taking the ground, but you are taking shots. You're doing blitz pickup.
Who ain't getting tackled? We tackling out here. We tackle every day. I go to the ground every day.
So how does body feel once you're getting tackled?
My body's fine, man. They doing, I guess I'm going to call it brotherly love, man. They showing me some tough love out here, you know, getting my body ready for the season. So Friday won't be too much of a sock, I guess. I guess that's the only good thing I get from it. But, yeah, man, my body feeling good. Anytime I feel anything little happen, whether it's a bruise, whether I'm sore, you know, I'm on top of it with Ro and staff. They do a great job of making sure, you know, they're on top of things. And we got a great communication line with those guys, too. You know, the training room is always open. They're always here for us. Same thing with Coach Mike and his staff. You know, we're always taking preventative measures. You know, we're doing stretches. We was in the pool the other day, like the way we work out, like, and they always track our steps. Like, hey, DP, you was a little high today. You know, we're going to look out for you in the lift, or, you know, we're not doing these jumps, XYZ. You know, they always cater us. And that's one thing I can appreciate from the strength staff and the ATR guys. You know, they take care of us, and they let us just go out and play ball, man. They take all the thinking out of it when it comes to our body, because they are 9 times out of 10, they already got something planned for us. And we just follow their rules, and we just come out here and play fast, man.
All right, you probably don't want to tell the NFLPA about all that tackling stuff.
But, yeah.
but that's Texans All Access, obviously John Harris. And you know, he's talking about the physical thing there and feeling right, but it's a mental thing with him. It's grasping the offense. And D'Amico, you know, talking about what he's seeing out there, that tells me he's grasping the offense.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And this will be year two for Dameon Pierce in this, mm-hmm, offense,
mm-hmm,
and he said, I think he said last year or earlier this year, how last season was the best season of his career,
mm-hmm,
I guess, from a mental standpoint.
Yeah, he learned what he had to do.
Yeah, and so if he learned this offense, if he's okay mentally,
mm-hmm,
and accept his role as a number two, I think that's a good thing, man. And mm-hmm, I don't think he have to have the same exact year as his first year.
Mm-hmm.
But if he can be playable and somebody that we feel comfortable with back there when Joe Mixon is on the side, or yeah, if Joe Mixon had to miss a game, then Dameon Pierce is starting, and we're fine with that. I think that's a great thing, man.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. One more from Dameon Pierce here, though, because – this is about Friday night's game, specifically what we want to see.
Oh, man, I think I'm speaking on behalf of everybody, man. We're ready to, you know, get out on the field and just go live, just have some live reps. Like Coach Miko said, man, it's kind of hard to prepare for the season if you haven't got, you know, real-life football, real-life speed, game reps, and just seeing how that timing looks in real time and seeing how those cuts look, how those run lanes feel, how the pass blocking feel. You know, I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to get those live reps and, you know, prepare for September.
That's the story. Yeah. That's the story. How's he going to read the blocks? How's he going to make those cuts? It's a different world. Any player will tell you when they get into that zone blocking scheme, and he lived it. Like, he couldn't do it last year. So if he can do it this year, like, no question, I'm going to, you know, all eyes on Damian Pierce on Friday night. But if he can do it, you know, total game changer.
Who are you more confident in having a better bounce back season, Petrie or Pierce?
Pierce, 100%.
Me too.
How about you, Chris?
I'm going to go with Pierce.
Yeah.
Just I feel like the running back position just seems a little bit more easier for him to, you know.
I think also he's admitted it. Like he you know, earlier when we had him on and we talked to him during training camp, he's like, yeah, man, I had to learn my lesson last year.
Yeah.
That's a big step.
Yeah.
Just knowing it.
I agree. And he mentioned it during the season. Remember, it was after a post-game show. He was on the post-game show with Sean Pendergast and he had probably one of the greatest quotes I've seen a Texans player have, and he admitted he was completely honest with himself during that about that season.
Yeah.
So I have more faith in Damian Pierce right now than Jalen Petrie. I'm not sure what they're doing with Jalen Petrie. They moving him to the nickel and all that stuff. So to me, I felt like Petrie is more of a man without a country right now. It's like like I mentioned a couple weeks ago, if it got a Lonnie Johnson feel to it where they move him from safety to nickel and then back to safety and all this other stuff, it seemed like they're trying to find a fit with him.
Yeah.
And I think Damian Pierce knows his fit, and he just got to execute it.
I think Damian Pierce, and this is where we're going to talk about other candidates, like Petrie. Chris says he thinks Petrie, you know, might be the guy with the most who has to show the most on Friday. I think Damian Pierce, it's all about upside. I think his upside is legitimately really, really good. We've seen it. We've seen him really, really good.
At his best.
At his best. You know, whatever, however many yards, 800-900 and something or whatever it was as a rookie. But Petrie's on the list. I don't know if I have the confidence that, and we've seen him make plays. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, all the big plays he made as a rookie and all that. But I don't think it was the same as Damian Pierce. Like, I know Petrie would be on this list, and he is for me too, Chris, but I don't expect him to, like, take that big leap, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know who else would be on the list. Somebody on the text board mentioned John Metchie. No expectation for John Metchie other than make the team and maybe contribute.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to help you win big time.
Yeah, I do think if he do step up, I do think that's found money right there, but you got a lot of people ahead of him.
And does he have to? Does he have the most to prove? No, because they've got
receivers.
Yeah,
they got their guys. Yeah, so with or without him, they're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're depending on John Metchie, but I think you are depending on Damian Pierce, especially if Joe Mixon is not fully healthy, and it looked like he's not really fully healthy right now. So you're going to have to depend on Damian Pierce at some point. Even Petrie, you're going to have to depend on Petrie at some point, but I don't know about Mitch. I think they'd be fine without Mitch.
I actually have one. Go ahead, Chris.
With the Pierce things, especially if you want to make a deep playoff run, you're going to want to have healthy running backs, and you want to have another guy that can contribute like Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, I mean, I understand with the whole Pierce thing. So I'm with y'all with Pierce as well.
Yeah, no. And you know somebody I'd put above Petrie, though, even? Because it's so important, especially in this offense, and that's Cade Stover. By the way, I guess yesterday Brevin Jordan and Quatoriano did not practice. The most to prove, like you could obviously argue Brevin Jordan too, because he's been up and down. He's had some signs of this or that. But I think the biggest upside, the guy that could be like a big time contributor, like a Damian Pierce, like if he's real good, all of a sudden everything changes. I think that's Cade Stover.
I think so too. And that's somebody they kind of missed last season because Quatoriano wasn't healthy last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Brevin Jordan, he was up and down. And I wouldn't even put him in that position of a traditional tight end.
Yeah.
But if you could get some decent production from a Kay Stover, I think that's really good, man.
If he's another option and you go two tight ends, and then you got, let's say it all comes together. You got those three wide receivers. You got Pierce, you know, being something of a monster like he was as a rookie. Then you got two tight ends?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
I mean.
Nah, we cooking now.
Then we're having some fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think Stover, I think that's a, he can be kind of like, I don't want to say like Pierce was in his rookie year,
mm-hmm.
but somebody you drafted in the fourth or fifth round, whatever round he was drafted mm-hmm. in, and who can be another option, like a good option.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Even Kenyon Green is not a must. Like, nah, like you, not- you know, he's not a must. You've got options. It would be great, but yeah. I don't think it's in the same category as like Pierce.
No, it's not. I think right now with Kenyon Green, if he could just hold his side and mm-hmm. just be available for 16 games, 17 games,
mm-hmm.
and just be decent, I think that's a good thing. Like I said earlier. I threw out the first round pick. Mm-hmm. I threw that out the window.
Yeah.
If you could just be available and just do your thing right there, you ain't got to be all pro. You mm-hmm. ain't got to make no Pro Bowls. If you could just be there
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, handle your business, then I think that's a win right there.
I got one more that I think is a must, but I don't know his name. I'm serious. Like I think there's a must out there, but I don't know his name. Some linebacker. Give me a linebacker. Give me a Blake Cashman. But like, we didn't have expectations for Blake Cashman. Is yeah. it Neville Hewitt? Doubtful. Is it To'o? Maybe.
We'll see.
Is it Jake Hansen? Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's a must you get another linebacker that steps up.
Yeah, maybe that's where the D'Amico Ryan's pixie dust
came. Yes.
Can come around and maybe he could use it on To'o To'o or Jake Hansen.
Maybe Jamal Hill.
Jamal Hill, maybe.
A sixth rounder.
Yeah, that could be. But you need one of these guys to step up. But I feel way more comfortable if we can find a Blake Cashman out of one of these dudes.
Yeah. Christian Harris still in practicing, but, you know, I don't really worry about that too much. We know Al-Shaair is going to be that. After that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Question marks, man.
Yeah,
it's a little tough.
That's
yeah.
all it is.
It's a tough.
So Damian Pierce, Cade Stover, top two on my list, and number three on my list is somebody. Anyone.
LB.
Some, to, a player to be named later is on my list for sure. But nah, man, I think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be those two guys. All eyes on them. All right, so let's not ignore big ball game for the Astros last night. We're going to get into that, and we're going to get into what is exactly happening. I've been promising this on the practice field today as the Texans are on the field in Ohio. That is next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, a lot of news happening all over the NFL. Let's start with the Texans, though. And on the field right now, we're going to hear from DeMeco Ryans at noon in about 27 minutes, live right off the practice field. Last practice before they face the Steelers, and I'm going to get to that here in a second. The Steelers are making some big news, reportedly. A lot of guys not practicing, like I said. Tytus Howard, after his injury yesterday, I'm sure D'Amico's going to be asked about that, not practicing. Stephon Diggs. Well, all these guys I'm about to say are not practicing. Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Green, Dieter Eiselin, Kamari Lassiter. He'll be asked about that as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about him, too.
Yeah, he'll be asked about that as well. Jeff Okuda, Will Anderson, Brevin Jordan again out, Charlie Heck, Desmond King, Joe Mixon, Tim Settle, Tegan Quatoriano, Noah Brown, Christian Harris, DeNico Autry, and the obligatory Laremy Tunsil. Now, clearly some of these are just, you know, the old load management, extra preseason game and all that. Yeah. But also clearly some of these, you know, you're going to wonder, you know, to what extent they're protecting an injury or they have an injury or whatever. So we'll hear from D'Amico on that. But yeah, we, you know, we're going to get to a little bit of the Astros here, but a lot of NFL news that we can't ignore. First off, the trade that apparently now is going through, according to Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh beat writer.
93.7 The Fan.
93.7 The Fan. Quote, the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All the terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Cleveland's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because that was the other rumor.
He's going to get booed when he goes to Cleveland. because he had to agree to that.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Over Cleveland.
Let me ask you this. It didn't happen, but the whole Amari Cooper is going to be involved. I think Amari Cooper's better than Brandon Ayuk.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I get it from the Cleveland standpoint. Maybe they want to get younger. And Amari Cooper, I want to say he's like 30, 31 or something like that. And then, you know, in the last year of his contract. But I'd rather have Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
And I think if I was the 49ers, I would rather get Amari Cooper back for Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
For one, if I could have Amari Cooper for 1 year. And
you're going all in.
Yeah, that, you know, a Super Bowl of bust.
I mean, I know Ayuk runs incredible routes. I mean, that's his strength. Yeah. And certainly has the experience in the postseason. But
for the money you was going to pay him, because I think he was looking for like $30 million a year.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Amari Cooper. That's just me.
Me too.
Maybe I could be wrong, but I'd rather have Amari Cooper.
And some pretty bad stuff happening at Falcons training camp. Wide receiver Rondale Moore. They canceled practice. He hurt his right leg pretty severely, apparently, according to reports, and has been taken to the Baptist Health and Medical Facility over there in Atlanta. Practice was called off. I mean, this is what we're talking about, man.
That's scary, man. That's scary when you cancel practice over injury like that.
Yeah.
That's not.
That means everybody was affected.
Yeah.
And saw it, and obviously
it got the people mentally.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll go to the Astros now, but before we get to last night, a couple of injury updates being reported from Dana Brown. And I think it's mostly good news, to be honest. Justin Verlander apparently is going to have a rehab start this weekend in Sugar Land. Quote, He's made progress. So we were just talking about it. You got those three dudes that are pitching pretty well. Fromber and Blanco and Hunter Brown, and certainly has it in him. Anything from Justin Verlander is going to be gravy.
Yeah. It's not that it's not that pressure to come back. And you got to be old Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
The same thing with Luis Garcia. Like, whatever you get from him is found money.
I mean, it's weird that we're here talking about the Cy Young winner, multiple Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
But we are here.
But he is 40 years old.
Yeah, 41.
51 years old, man. So, like, whatever you get from him is a plus.
Yeah. And the Espada had talked about it might be a little ambitious to expect Kyle Tucker back this month in August. But apparently Dana Brown said he's had a pain-free day yesterday, quote, outstanding, and he thinks he will be back in August. That Kyle Tucker will be back this month. Now, no specifics, but he will be. The only kind of downer is he said there's no real timeline on Luis Garcia. But again, all that stuff to me is just going to be gravy.
Yeah. No, at this point, if they keep pitching the way they're pitching, I think whoever come back is found money, man. It's, you know, it's not that. And that's why I was so worried earlier, because I don't want to depend on Justin Verlander, sitting there waiting on Justin Verlander to come back to be an ace.
Yeah.
Or even Kikuchi bringing him in. I don't want to depend on him being a savior.
Yeah.
We need him to come in and give you five innings, six innings.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Be a number four, number five.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's looking at the stats, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But if you could come in and give us five innings, That's a good thing, and that's all we need. We don't need you to be the savior.
So you put that together with last night. I mean, the Astros might just be onto something here. So Fromber, Valdez, you probably already know, 8 2/3 innings of no hit ball, walks a guy. Then Corey Seager comes up, and this wasn't the official call, but this was my call.
Here's the pitch.
Gave up the 2-run home run to Corey Seager there. But here we go, man. You know, we talked about the schedule of these next 24 games. It was 25 yesterday. The Astros offense has been bad. Like, they're officially in a funk. But that's the kind of night that can spark you, man, especially when you consider all the pitchers that have been pitching well.
Yeah, I agree. I think I hope this was the night that brings them on, where they keep going, and you know, maybe the offense pick up a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And if these pitchers keep doing their thing, then I think this could be a scary team, man. Because we all know once you get in the playoffs, it's a wild, wild west, man.
Yeah,
you can run the table.
Yeah, and we also saw signs. This was kind of hidden, but you know, going into last night, Alex Bregman was batting, I think, .224 with a .696 OPS. In his previous 21 games, really was not scuffling, but wasn't really showing what we know we can do. Altuve, same thing, playing pretty well, but .277, .683 OPS, and just 6 RBI. They both got 2 hits last night. So if you could just, like, we're not asking for you guys to you've done it so many times. We're just asking for one more time. Like, it's got to be those two guys and the pitching to kind of get through these next 24 games.
Yeah, if they can do that, then we are cooking, man.
Yeah,
I hate that I keep saying
no. It's true though.
But man, the Astros are cooking. If they could get those guys going, and score some runs, and if these pitchers give you five innings and the quality starts they've been given and the strikeouts they've been given, I think it's a scary team, man. I think it's one of them teams. I always call the Astros the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
People, once the Astros start get the cooking, I feel like people look at the Astros like, uh-oh, there they go again.
Got to back it up. We've been talking about, that's the kind of night that can spark you. And if Altuve and Bregman get going, okay, maybe the offense will start going from there. We just heard good news on Kyle Tucker. We just heard good news on Justin Verlander. But I feel like it's not just like, okay, you got to go on a streak. I think you got to win today. You got to back it up with Kikuchi.
Yeah, I love Kikuchi!
if he give us another start like he did, hopefully he don't give up that home run like that.
Yeah.
If he give us another start like that, then I think they got something, man. They just got to get that offense going, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to get the offense going. Joe Espada was talking about just how important that game was. And I just feel like he's speaking our language. He's talking about exactly what we're talking about.
The team needed that win. Framber to go deep, kind of give our bullpen a little break there, even though we had to use Josh. But it was a really great team win. Jordan Turam homer. We got a couple of 12 hits. RBI, RBR knocks by Jake Myers. You know, we kind of needed a team win like that.
Look, he knows they've been scuffling at the plate. He knows it. He also knows that you can't always count on Fromber being this Fromber. If he's throwing that sinker, he is. Yeah. But it's hit and miss. All those ground balls yesterday, I think he had 12, struck out 5. If he's throwing that, yes. But we all know he could come back and not have that. Same thing with Hunter Brown. If he's got that little cutter working and it's keeping it low, good stuff. But he knows, like, you ain't going nowhere if this offense going.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of Hunter Brown and Fromber, you know.
And you can't waste them.
Yeah, you cannot waste them.
They
man.
Almost wasted last night.
They did. That would have been a gut punch, man.
I mean, let's be honest. If Jordan doesn't hit that home run, we're different game.
Well, yeah, it's 2-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that last shot, which we have the call of the final out. Like, first of all, there was another guy walked. No hitter has been eliminated, has been knocked out. And all of a sudden, kind of the air comes out of the whole team. Hader walks a guy, and then this happens.
He's staying with the heater up. Fly ball, right field, deep. Chaz McCormick has room and puts it away in front of the wall. Rangers making a bid for another dramatic final inning. But Josh Hader had just enough to keep that in the stadium. And the Astros escape with a 4-2 win. And a combined one hitter between Fromber Valdez for 26 outs and Josh Hader with a little skip of the heartbeat for the 27th out.
Man. Like, it was that close. You can't waste these. You can't waste these.
That efforts. Was a loud out.
That was a loud out. It was, and he said Hader, you know, had just enough. I don't know if he had just enough or if they just barely missed the ball.
I give that to Hader. He had just enough, man.
I guess technically he did. He absolutely did. All right, so let's play some hits next. There's a big time streak is over, and I told you about Chuck, man. I told you about Charles Barkley, and you saw this as well. So the hits, and we're going to get to those next.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
I said it yesterday, man. Jim Harbaugh should just be a politician. No matter what happens, the stuff just slides right off of him. So... the NCAA, and here's the headline. The NCAA hammers Jim Harbaugh for recruiting inducements, et cetera, et cetera. So they gave him a 4-year show cause penalty and a 1-year suspension from everything if he comes back to college football. Who gives a bleep? Who cares? Ooh. Who cares?
Look at y'all laying down the hammer.
I mean, just like, oh, wow. They really brought down the hammer on Jim Harbaugh. You will never see him again in college football. He's like, cool story, bro.
And that's the reason why he took off the way he did.
Yeah.
That's silly.
He knew something was brewing, man.
Oh, God. Yeah.
He's just like, you know what? Let me get out of here while I can.
He's ahead of the posse, man. Like, he's got a life.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a life.
I'm in L.A. now.
Yeah.
Peace.
He's in L.A. He's got a national championship. Ain't nobody going to say he won a national championship, even though, you know, you could, whatever the NCAA does. Nobody cares. You know, he's a legend. You know, just, he's likable still.
Yeah.
And the dude was like, I mean, let's be honest, it was dirty.
Yeah.
it was dirty. That's wild.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, you're going to hear from... D'Amico Ryans right off the practice field. You know he's going to be asked about Titus Howard, so we got that coming up in about 21 minutes. It is over. It is finally, finally over.
Everybody deserves a win after this streak.
This could do it. Out to left field coming in. Benintendi, and the streak is over. After 21 L's in a row, the White Sox come to the West Coast and get their first win in a long time. Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part. Southside, stand up. White Sox, 21 consecutive losses. They beat the A's last night, 5-1. Astros better not lose a damn game.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, yeah, man. And whoever your favorite team is, you always worry about losing to the team that's on a losing streak or a team that's winless.
Yep. Man, they've got so many tough games coming up. If they can't lose us, they got a 3-game series in the middle of it all against a bunch of good squads, amidst a bunch of good squads with the White Sox. They can't lose a single
game. They can't, man.
Better not.
They got to dominate,
you
too.
You cannot lose a game to the White Sox. They're pitiful.
And that's the thing with the Astros. They like downplay the competition, I guess, if I'm saying it correctly. So it's just like, if they were to lose, just like, come on, man. Like, come on. You know, it's just like, y'all should sweep these guys.
I don't think anybody would be surprised if they did.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because they're so awesome. Yeah. But that's stuff that happens.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sick just thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, so we got the semifinals, USA basketball. I'm telling you what, coming into the Olympics, I was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think they might be gettable.
Y'all were scared?
I was a little nervous.
As soon as KD came back, I was like, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, but the world is catching up.
Yeah.
You got Joker. You got Wemby.
Yeah.
You got Wemby playing his ass off. So they got the final four now, but USA just rocked last night against Brazil. Like, they just
killed
them.
It wasn't even close.
In the other one, in the other semi, so it's going to be the Americans against Serbia. And Nikola Jokic, and that's today. And also is going to be France against Germany. Now, Wemby's playing.
Yeah.
Wemby's playing. Dylan Brooks and Canada are out. They flat out struggled, Canada did. I think he was 1 out of 9 from the field. Dylan Brooks
was. Sound about right.
Yeah, 1 out of 9. So they're out. So the Americans are going to win the gold medal, right? This, like, the game against Serbia today is basically the gold medal game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whoever, France
and Germany are in the other semifinal.
Okay. So if France win, U.S. will be playing France.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's about it.
I think today's the
game. I think they could get past France.
Yeah. Serbia's going to be. Now, they did beat Serbia by 26 in the pre Olympics.
Yeah.
Whatever, we'll see.
It's still a good team, though.
It's a real good team.
Yeah.
It's a real good team, so we'll see that. By the way, did you see, this was the funniest thing yesterday, USA playing Brazil. Did you see what happened to LeBron?
Nah.
So, I guess it was late in the game. The Americans were already way up on Brazil. And LeBron was going to the bench. Like, he was coming out of the game. He was going to the bench. And the crowd went nuts. And you got to see the video. So he's walking to the bench, and the crowd is going, like, crazy. He does the put the crown on my head thing and kind of waves and all that. Yo, LeBron, they weren't clapping for you. They weren't clapping for you. So the France game was coming up next, and that the French swimmer that won all the gold medals, Leon Marchand.
Yeah.
Walked into the stadium.
Oh, okay.
And LeBron's going, thank you.
That's kind of like walking, if you walking in the hallway and somebody like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
And then you think they talking to you.
Oh,
and somebody behind you, you're like, oh.
That happened to me like last weekend. Yeah. Like, I was at the boat ramp, I mean, at my marina down in Aransas, and somebody goes, hey, and put up his hand. So I started walking over there, like thinking there's a listener or something. He was talking to his wife, who was behind me. I was like, oh, my bad.
No, that happened to me a couple times, like, especially with my hair.
Yeah.
So me and my wife can be walking around. I'm like, oh, I love your hair.
Yeah.
And I'm used to getting that compliment. So I'm like, oh, thank you. Oh, no, I was talking about her, but your hair looked nice, too.
Your hair is okay. So this is what it sounded like.
Somebody just stood up. The question is, as an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
As Caboclo slams inside.
I can't see. Is that the swimmer?
It could be Marchand. I think it's Marchand in here. It is.
It is.
Leon Marchand.
Yeah.
Who had a fantastic Olympics. A French swimmer who is one of the best in the world and proved it with a couple of gold medals here in front of the home crowd, and he got quite the ovation.
Yeah, that's love.
Very much so. Rightfully so. But that's what makes the Olympics so great. Basketball, it's been an amazing competition. There's a great look at Marchand here in the
I don't care who you are. That's embarrassing.
It's so funny because the camera zooms into LeBron.
It zoomed in on LeBron.
Cause,
they go, oh.
Because I bet you the camera probably thought that's who they were cheering for too. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, never mind. We're cheering for somebody else. Yeah.
He does the little crown crown on me thing. He's like, okay.
Ain't nobody thinking about you, LeBron.
not this time.
Not right now.
And not this time, LeBron. So TNT is no longer going to be called Inside the NBA. I'm telling you, I mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going to hear, okay, so it's going to be called Inside Sports now, after this coming season.
Yeah, they're looking to brand into Inside Sports.
Yeah.
Since they won't be covering in the NBA.
Right. But they're going to still have Charles Barkley and the crew, or I think most of the crew, there. I'm telling you, Charles Barkley is going to do studio shows on this Inside Sports on TNT. He's going to be talking about Major League Baseball. And I can't wait.
I would like to see that.
I can't wait.
And I think that Inside the NBA is one of the greatest pregame, postgame shows ever. And I think the one thing I like about that show is they get off a topic, they talk about other stuff. So I would like to see them talk about baseball.
Yeah.
I would like to see them talk about the Astros and all that stuff. So I'm gonna be super excited about this.
Ernie, those Astros, blah blah. You ever seen any water in Galveston?
Yeah. Or just imagine Charles Barkley. Yeah, I ain't see those trash cans out there.
Yes. Oh, you know that's trash coming. Cans? You know that's
coming. The only reason they won.
Yeah.
And y'all know that Shaqt and a Fool segment that they do?
Yeah.
I can already see him putting, batters swinging at like horrible pitches outside of the zone. Oh, man. They're going to have so much fun.
Tripping
with
and falling and like second base.
Like in the playoffs, they're going to put Shaq and Barkley in the batting cage.
Oh,
yeah. They're going to put trying to take some cuts.
Yeah.
Now, I do think Barkley's going to be really good in college football. He follows college football, he loves college football.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be talking about Auburn all the time. But MLB, that's what I can't wait for.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. So a little bit of a local angle here. University of Texas discus thrower won the Olympic gold medal. Why are we talking about a UT Olympic thrower winning a gold medal? Because she got me thinking a little bit. That would be one Valerie Allman.
Wait to get home and celebrate.
The first thing you're going to do when you get home is do what?
I'm going to Terry Black's Barbecue. You know it. I cannot wait to go all out on the meats.
Terry Black's Barbecue. So she's been training. I've never been to Terry Black's. Apparently it's pretty damn good.
Is it in Houston or
in Austin?
Austin?
Okay. Yeah, it's in Austin, Central Texas, it says. And so she's been training. Olympics. Wins the medal. Gets home. First thing she's gonna do is go to Terry Black's Barbecue. I try to think first place I do. Now I've done this like on some of my trips covering the Olympics and covering, you know, World Cup or whatever. Like I can't wait to get home and do this, you know, eat here or whatever. Where would you go? Like you just spent a month training for whatever, or you're out covering the Olympics and you come home. What would be the first place?
Oh, I would probably say, man, because I kind of had that situation being up in Cleveland, and I didn't realize when it's late at night, a lot of places are closed. It's not a lot of 24-hour fast food spots.
Yeah.
And our program director, Parker, he mentioned, like, man, this would be a good time for some Whataburger.
Oh, so I didn't even think about Whataburger.
So I'm like, man, that would probably be one. Of course, barbecue. I'm a Killings guy. I like Pinkertons too. Another thing is, and this got to be in the season, obviously, but crawfish, man.
Yeah.
What about
wings?
Wings, of course. Wings is like an everyday food for me.
But you can get that everywhere too.
Yeah, I can.
You're gone a month, Chris, like, and it's Houston centric. Like, oh, you just won the gold medal. I can't wait to get home. And
I'm going to go with El Tiempo, some good Mexican food, maybe Whataburger. I'd throw Whataburger in there, too. Just give me a nice patty melt, grilled jalapenos. And then, I don't know, Chewy's, just for their ponchos. That's just like my last one.
Yeah.
But definitely El Tiempo and Whataburger.
713-572-4610. Teotihuacan.
Okay.
You know it. Or Truth Barbecue. I love Killens. I love Pinkertons too.
I gotta try Truth.
Truth is legit, man. Shout out to Leonard Botello over there. He does a fantastic job. But I might go all in. And you can get this anywhere, but it's like it's your home steakhouse. It's like half a mile from my house. mile from my house, B&B Butchers.
Can't go wrong with that.
Go into B&B's and just...
Now, that's a dinner right there.
That's a big-time dinner. I think it'd be one of those. But the other thing that is going on in the Olympics, and you're going to hear from me on this in confessions, because I got a confession very similar to one that Figgy had last week. The 1500 meters, the Americans won for the first time. We've got to give a quick Olympic update here. And Sydney McLaughlin is going to be going for the gold medal today. And she is just absolutely outstanding. All right. So you're going to hear from Danielle Hunter later in the show. He's been talking about Blake Fisher. So that, you know, and all the things that Blake Fisher has done. You're going to hear from as well. You're going to hear from all kinds of Houston Texans, Shaq Mason. Maybe he'll have something to say. And you're going to hear from
D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans.
He talked about the Titus Howard injury.
Where do you fall with the Titus Howard injury right now?
I'm worried about that because this is a consistent thing. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, I seen somebody, I wish I could get credit to who tweeted this, but they made a joke pretty much saying if Titus Howard started a coffee shop, then you know what that means. So he was kind of comparing them to Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
But, man, it worries me a lot. And I know D'Amico ain't going to give all the juicy stuff up to us to know what's going on with Titus Howard, but he's always hurt, man. And I don't know, man. I think it was a good call for Nick Caserio to draft Fisher, man.
See, that's where I am. Like, if they didn't draft Blake Fisher, shout out to Caserio, I'd be real worried and I'd be real mad.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't know if we're just like, look, he's a rookie. He's got a lot to learn. They were, you know, D'Amico was talking about him yesterday about, you know, he's coming along in the past. Protection, but who knows where he is, you know, ultimately, if he's as good as we think he might be. I don't care. Like the fact that you know, Titus Howard is injured again to some degree, we'll find out. I should be upset. I should be worried. For some reason, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. I'm not really upset, but that's an expensive offensive line, man.
Yeah.
He getting paid a lot of money to be a right tackle. And this dude is never available, man. So eventually start getting a little frustrated.
No, it's frustrating. No, it's absolutely frustrating, but I don't feel like worried.
Yeah.
You know, I probably should, but I don't. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
And we'll see what D'Amico has to say about it. You're going to hear about that next from D'Amico. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on any of these things. But yeah, right off the practice field, let's get to D'Amico Ryans on Titus Howard on the game Friday on the last practice before they face the Steelers. And maybe he'll hit what he expects to do with his starters now that a lot of guys are sitting out today. That's D'Amico Ryans next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.